This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 59 for Wednesday, September 13th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are pulling back on Wednesday morning due to continuing harvest pressure. The November canola contract loses $5.80 at $746.50 per ton, and the January contract gives up $5.70 at $755.40 per ton. Manitoba reports its province-wide harvest reaches 51% complete, with the canola at 35% finished. Saskatchewan will issue its crop report on Thursday. Pressure on canola is also coming from losses in Chicago soybeans and soy meal. Support is coming from gains in Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil. Global crude oil prices are virtually unchanged, providing little direction to the vegetable oils. Rain is forecast for parts of the prairies today, with dry weather to follow through to the weekend. Stat Canada is set to publish its production update on Thursday. In its first model-based report at the end of August, canola output for 2023-24 was pegged at about 17.6 million tons. There's some speculation that production could exceed 18 million tons. That said, the United States Department of Agriculture estimates Canadian canola production at 18.2 million tons, down from its previous call of 19 million. The Canadian dollar is virtually unchanged on Wednesday morning, with the loonie at 73.74 U.S. cents. In the USDA supply and demand report, soybean ending stocks of 220 million bushels are the tightest in 8 years. Meanwhile, corn production is set to hit a record 15.13 billion bushels, and the USDA maintains all of its wheat numbers from August. France trims its 23-24 wheat exports to 9.5 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Wednesday morning. The November contract gives up 10 cents at $13.36.5 per bushel. October soy meal is down $4.70 at $393.70 per short ton. October soy oil climbs more than 6 tenths of a cent at 61.62 U.S. cents per pound. Corn is steady to higher as its December contract is unchanged at $4.76.5 per bushel. Oats are higher as its December contract tacks on 3 cents at $4.98.5. The U.S. wheat complex is higher as well, with Chicago December adding 3.5 cents at $5.91.5. Kansas City December advances 4 cents at $7.35. And Minneapolis December is up 2 cents at $7.81. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, September 13th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.